Hey, hi, hello. Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. I'm your host, Micah Brucey, and today, oh my god, we got a beautiful guest here. He's a great guy. He is a stand-up comedian. He has written on things for television, and goddamn, he's just a nice guy. It's Dan Licata.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, I apologize if my voice is sexier than usual. I'm uncharacteristically hungover today.
Yeah, we're doing a nice early weekend recording. Yeah. And
I take it you've never been hungover.
I don't think I ever have been hungover.
Yeah.
Because I drank a little bit when I was like 17.
Yeah.
But I think that it's like almost impossible to get hungover when you're that young. Your body's just like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
You just like wake up.
I'll tell you, it's not all shits and giggles like that Ed Helms movie would have you believe. It's actually definitely the best part of that movie, by the way, Ed Helms.
Ed Helms?
Yeah. Everyone's always saying, remember that part where Ed Helms is at the piano and he sings that song? He's like, it's definitely the most talked about part of the movie.
Everyone, the Hangover?
Yeah.
I almost got into a fist fight on opening night of The Hangover 2.
With a stranger? Or
with a stranger. It was so... I have a friend who is like... a bunch of my friends, they know this girl who is the manager of like a independent movie theater, which makes it sound really nice, but it's just like a old shitty movie theater.
Yeah.
But I love it. So she would always just let us like... She would do a thing where it's like... But even before a movie premiered, she would like let us come in at like 1 a.m. on a Thursday night, and then she would play it for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she would do cool shit like that. So it was the opening night of The Hangover 2, and she was like, just bring every, we have it's in like 2 theaters with like 8 showings, just like come in, well, I'll get you guys all in. So we go there, and it's like a later showing on a Friday night on Long Island. So of course it's just like, and it's The Hangover 2, so it's like all drunk bros.
Nice.
And... yeah, we were there, and this one guy, the whole time, he just kept looking at the screen and going, Sully! Which, I don't know if it was a friend of his who was, like, sitting farther in the theater or something,
yeah.
Or he just thought someone on the screen looked like someone he knew named Sully, but he just kept yelling, and then finally my friend turned around and was just like, hey, man, shut the fuck up! And then, of course, it was, like, a big Long Island bro who was like, what's up, dude? And I was just like, I don't want to get into a fight at The Hangover 2.
Maybe.
I can't do this.
Maybe he wanted her to change the movie to Sully.
To Sully. Years before it was made.
Yeah. Hey, maybe he went on to write Sully.
He's the one who wrote Sully.
Yeah.
God, you know, I never thought of it that way. And
that man was a creative genius. And if you had punched him in the head, he might have... turned into a vegetable and never wrote that fine film we all know and love.
I mean, there's no way I would have been the one doing the punching. I had some friends there that were much bigger than me.
You gotta have a guy who does the punching.
Yeah. I don't think... No, I do have one. I got one of those right now.
Who's,
I was like,
oh,
I wonder,
you do?
Yeah. My best friend and roommate who is a undefeated MMA fighter.
That guy will do MMA on anybody. You take him out with you, you just say... Diego, do MMA on that guy right now.
And he does it.
And he'll do it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
He tries to fight my cat pretty often. It's not great. He's always, like, kicking my cat. But, like effectively. So it's not, like, mean. It's just, like, practice.
Oh.
So it's fine. I'm like, yeah, hit my cat.
Well, all right. I'll be forwarding this recorded podcast to a number of organizations who might take issue with that. But, no, Diego's a good guy. I don't want to
He doesn't
get on his bad side.
I do.
I like having the working spine.
Yeah. I like the ability to walk.
Yeah.
I trained with him a couple times, and one time, he really cracked me in the ribs. Oh, yeah. I was just like, it like, hurt to walk for a couple days. That's the worst. Like, rib injuries, I think, are the worst.
There's nothing you can do for
that. Yeah, because, like, I mean, like, there's other, obviously, like, head injuries are probably a little bit worse than hurting your ribs.
Right.
But, I can't think anymore. But, it's like, grow up. It hurts when I breathe.
Oh, yeah. Man, it hurts when you eat a bowl of rice.
Yeah, dude, yeah, it's like you literally can't, like when you hurt your ribs, you can't do anything. It's like, oh, I forgot how much it, my whole body is in like eating, breathing, shitting.
Yeah.
Like everything you do, you're like, oh, this is the most painful thing I've ever done now.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, it hurts when I shit anyway. So.
Not me, man. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm free and clear.
I'd love to know the feeling of a shit that doesn't hurt like hell.
Nah, man, I'm just in. I'm just, you know, I'm just going. It feels great.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you so much. So I guess we're here to talk about television.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're here to talk about Dan's favorite television show ever. It's Pretty Little Liars. Got a secret,
can you keep? This one will say, better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. Better show you that I know you won't tell what I said. Two can't keep a secret, but one of them is dead. Well, easily one of the greatest theme songs of all time, I think we can all agree on.
That. I, as soon as that song started playing, I was, like, scream laughing.
Yeah.
It sounds like weird circus music.
Yeah.
Almost like, oh, what's that fucking band that sucks? Go-Go Bordello? Oh, no, Leif! Leif likes him!
He's frowning right
Producer
now.
Producer Leif, I'm so sorry that you like circus music.
It's my favorite band.
Leif grew up on a circus.
No, that's actually pretty cool, man, that you grew up on a circus.
Yeah, dude.
Was your dad the ringmaster or the lion?
Was your mom the bearded lady?
Yeah, we got his ass. Fuck you, Leif. You piece of shit.
Your mom had a your mom had a hormone disorder.
Oh, God. What was that? Fuck. There's a movie where, like, a big gag is that they shave the bearded lady.
Was it Bubble Boy with the Bubble Boy remake with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Was it the Bubble Boy remake?
I don't know. Or was it The Jerk with Steve Martin?
No, I think it's Dirty Work.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dirty Work, where they're like, there's like a little person. It's like she's beating the hell out of her. She's mean as hell, and then they just like the prank on her is that they just shave her face and she's a beautiful woman.
Oh man, what a fucking shame!
Yeah, what a shame that beautiful woman. Had to shave
I
her
do
beard
have
off.
Nightmares about people shaving my beard off.
Really?
In my sleep though. Yeah, for sure. Like regularly, I'd say like once every 2 weeks I will have.
I remember when you used to have like a really short beard.
Yeah.
Like a really short beard and like longer hair.
Yeah.
And then it all switched. Like switched, yeah.
But yeah, I do think, I can't prove this, but I do think my girlfriend when I'm sleeping rubs sriracha on my mustache.
Wait.
I can't prove it. But every day I wake up and it tastes spicy as hell. Like, I'm like, what?
Are you a big hot sauce guy?
I mean, No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I enjoy hot sauce, but I never identify as a hot sauce guy.
I mean, that would be one of the worst things you could identify as. Is like a hot sauce guy. I think that's worse than like a hot rod guy.
Yeah.
I think it's unless you're talking about the movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah. So if you talk about the movie, it's cool to be a hot rod guy. But if you talk about the cars.
But man, instead of talking about Hot Rod, we are here to talk. Let's get back on track here.
I mean, I mostly want to know more about why it's like sriracha in your mustache every day. Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Like a fun prank?
I think she probably in her head thinks it's a fun prank. she wants me to be, she wants to cause me pain, but not like, she doesn't want to see the sad look on my face. Like, she can't do it to me when I'm awake.
Okay, yeah.
That would be too mean.
But your girlfriend's so nice.
I don't know, man. That's what I've been led to believe, too. But
yeah.
Spicy Stash says otherwise.
I was speaking of our friend of the show, Diego, I was with him the other day, and I had eaten, I had eaten Chipotle right before I met up with him, and I was just sitting there. I was like, I can just, like, smell it on my face still, and I like tried to wash my face, and we were like drinking seltzer, at a bar, and he's like, just rub the lime from the seltzer on your face. And I was just like, well, Diego's my friend, so he's smart. And then I did it, and then I just smelled like Chipotle and lime. I was like, it didn't help at all, because I was like, in my head, I was like, you know, I've like seen a couple of things where it's like, oh, if you like cut a lemon in half and put it in your shoe, it gets rid of like some of the smell in your shoe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess like some of the, I don't know if it's like acid from the lemon or whatever. Like, and I was like, maybe lime also has that same property. And no, it just smelled more like Mexican food on my face.
It's like that bathroom spray, you know, where it's like you spray it after you take it. Stinky shit. And it's like, it just smells like clean linen and shit.
Yeah. It never really covers it up.
Yeah.
There's one spray that does work, but I refuse to buy it because it's called Poo-Pourri. And I'm like, I can't pay. I can't give you money if you name your spray this.
I kind of like that, actually. I love a clever name for a product.
That's what gets me in there.
Yeah.
That's what gets me buying stuff.
Definitely. I'm easily bought.
Yeah. Oh man. What do you think the price is for you to sell out?
Like probably $2,000.
Yeah. I think mine's pretty low. I like try to think that I have these like hard morals and that I'm like a really like upstanding person, and I'm like, I haven't eaten meat in 10 years. I would do a McDonald's commercial tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'll do a Bank of America fucking webisode for dirt cheap.
Yeah. I always think of, like, when I see, like, people I respect doing, like, ads for credit cards, and I'm like, come on. But then I'm also like, I would fight a member of my family for this much money.
Totally.
Like, I would punch my mom in the ribs.
Listen, Tina Fey's daughter needs braces, all right? And that fucking Capital One commercial is probably going to get those teeth nice and straight.
Samuel L. Jackson needs to get some more fun hats.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to do that more than shilling a Discover card.
Yeah. That guy will do any role, I feel like.
That's the only thing that's worse, I think, is those... Which I'm not like a big fan or whatever, but those Russell Simmons like Rush cards, which are like weird preloaded credit. It's like credit cards for people that can't get them.
Oh,
so it's basically like a credit card version of a payday loan.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so like the interest on it is really high, and
oh, I want one.
Yeah,
I want one. Yeah,
it's called a Rush card. I mean, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, let's talk a little bit about Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah. Let's dig in.
All right. First, Pretty Little Liars came out on June 8th, 2010. What's your life like around then?
What was I doing back then? Is the early 2010s are kind of hazy.
Kind of a blur for you?
Yeah. I think, all right. I'm gonna admit something that I've never admitted before.
This is the greatest day of my life.
You know, I go around town telling everybody that I'm still in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's actually true. And I was in high school, and that's, I just wanted to come clean about that. It's not a bit, and I actually am still in high school. So
Yeah. So you were in high school.
I was probably June. Oh, that was probably taking finals. I was taking finals. I probably had an English final that day.
Yeah, okay.
What was that, a Thursday?
Yeah, I think it's a Thursday.
Or no, it's a Tuesday. I can tell you for sure it's a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, because that's when Pretty Little Liars
aired on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Which was really tough when I was hosting my weekly stand-up show on a Tuesday night. It really
interfered with
my life. Yeah. but yeah, I was probably taking an English final or something, you know. It's like, you know, I didn't read Pride and Prejudice. Let me know when we're reading Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and then maybe I'll flip through that shit. But, that's probably what I was doing.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. If a book doesn't have zombies, it's like, why am I even going to read this?
Yeah. Agreed.
I've read two books in my life, World War Z and The Zombie Survival Guide. And those are the only two books
that's all you need,
I've
man.
Ever read in my life.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. So I'm ready for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I think I think I want to try the zombie thing out, but I know there's no going back. But, you know, everyone's always like, oh, I don't want to be zombie. Give it a try. You don't know how. Yeah. It could be fun.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Lean into it, guys.
Yeah, try something new.
Yeah, life is about new experiences. And it's like, why don't you just become a zombie?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you don't become one. Maybe you date one.
Ooh.
Yeah, date a little sexy zombie lady.
Yeah, and she's into some freaky shit.
She's into, obviously, biting.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
And brains?
I mean, that sounds like my ideal woman.
Just a woman that's into brains as a concept.
Yeah. Not like brains isn't being smart.
No, just like having, like, if you have a brain.
Do you think, all right, so you think zombies want, like, I mean, all right, so a dumb person probably got a nice soft brain, a nice,
yeah,
like you, do you like your steak rare or do you like it well done? If you like your steak well done, you're probably going to want some fucking Harvard professor brain. But if you like a nice, juicy, rare steak, you're going to want to find the dumbest guy in the neighborhood, the guy who's huffing paint out of a paper bag outside of the Lowe's.
I think you're going to want, you're going to, actually, I think the best, I feel like, so that's like pretty rare. So like steak tartare would be a guy who has like drank himself to death almost and has wet brain.
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's the softest brain. It's kind of sitting there. It's, you know, it's marinating in that wet brain juice.
I like a little bit of both, I'll tell you. I like, whose brain would I want to eat?
I'm trying to think. Who's drank themselves to death?
Andre the Giant. Oh, man. I'd eat Andre the Giant's brain.
Yeah. What about Nick Nolte in that mugshot where his hair's all crazy?
Oh, <yeah. laughs> Give me a piece of that.
Yeah. That's good.
And some A1 sauce.
Keith Richards, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he's still like, nah, because he's kind of, he's slur. Like, he's still alive.
Yeah.
But I don't know if his brain is high functioning.
Buzz Aldrin, probably a notorious alcoholic. But the thing is, I can totally, like, understand that. It's like, once you've done the coolest thing ever.
Why not? Yeah.
Life just must be so boring for him.
I know.
But he's got to fight these conspiracy theorists who think he...
to prove that he went to the moon.
Yeah, he's got to clean their clock and
shit. So, but it's like, so he drank a lot, but he's really smart. So his brain's probably like medium.
Ooh, okay.
So his is like kind of in the middle. I mean, that's pretty all right.
That's
medium, medium rare.
Yeah.
Depending on how much he drank.
Yeah. I invented a drink called the Buzz Aldrin, which is just vodka with Tang powder mixed in.
How was that?
It wasn't too bad.
No, okay.
I mean, you order it at a bar, they'll probably look at you like you got a third eye growing out of your forehead. But it's a fun experiment. Try it at home, kids. All the teenage listeners, I encourage you to drink alcohol as often as possible. Don't listen to Mike. Mike's going to tell you it's no good and you don't need it to have a good time, but that's false. And you should stop what you're doing right now. Hit pause. Go to your parents' liquor cabinet. See what they got in there. Drink as much as you think you can, and then drink a little bit more. That's my advice to all the teen listeners out there.
But so after that, should they or should they not drive a car?
No, they should definitely drive a car.
Okay, cool. I think, you know what? As two things I don't ever really do as an adult, which are drink or drive, I think teens should mix the two.
Oh, man. I definitely did as a teen.
There
were definitely times where I would wake up in the morning and be like, I better go check the car, see if I parked it right.
Yeah.
And it was always
pretty good.
It was always good.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the teens can get you know, I'm still on the fence if I support drinking and driving. I haven't really figured out my stance on it yet.
That's all right. You got time.
Thank you so much. But I think teens can get away with it the most because it's like if they park bad or something, you're just like, I'm just a bad – I'm just a new driver.
Hey, I'm learning here.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut me some slack.
Yeah, and then but last night you didn't – your parents didn't know you learned a little bit too much about jungle juice.
Yeah. The next thing you know, you're pulling over to the side of the road to barf up beer in the bushes. Everyone's looking at you like, "What? This kid's something's wrong with this kid." You know, it's not we gotta get help. For him.
I didn't really learn to drink. I still don't know how to drink any liquids. I'm very dehydrated all the time. I have to get weekly IVs, which actually help a lot. But I didn't learn to drive until I was like an adult.
Oh, yeah.
So even when I was like a teen and people were drinking, I'm like, well, I guess I still got to get in the passenger seat.
Well, you got to get home somehow. You know what I mean?
What am I going to do? Not let them drive drunk with me in the car?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, thank God, really. And I say this all the time. Thank God for Uber. Because it's probably saving lives as we speak.
Oh, yeah. I say thank God for Uber because I hate fair wages.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I think people should not be paid well.
I think they should also have to work minimum 12 hours a day.
I think, yeah.
No breaks.
Yeah, I think that should be, yeah. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like, listen, if you want to live well,
mm-hmm.
you have to work hard.
Yeah.
And I think you come to this country as an immigrant, and life is not hard enough for you already. And no, I think you should have to work. Yeah, I think you should have to work 12 hours a day as an Uber driver, and then also maybe another 6 to 8 hours and another job.
Yeah, and guess what? Someone pukes in your car. They're not responsible.
Yeah, that's on you for picking them up.
Yeah.
You pick up someone at a bar, they might puke in your car.
You're asking for it.
Yeah. No, that's just true.
I'm glad we're on the same page on this.
Yeah. Everyone knows I am definitely whatever the opposite of a socialist is.
Yeah, you're... We are capitalists.
Yeah. We actually came in here on our big big front wheel penny farthing bicycles in our top hats and tails, and we just came here to talk about how we hate the working man.
Yeah, we both live in the financial district, Mike and I, and sometimes we just go down to Wall Street on, you know, during the week, and we just like give out thank you cards to all the stockbrokers. We just give thank you cards to stockbrokers and say thank you for all you're doing for us, the people, the American people.
Yeah.
You make this country great.
I think so. Listen, I know what a hedge fund is for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that they are great.
He loves them.
Mike loves hedge funds. Oh my God. You can't listen. You'll never catch me trimming my hedge fund.
No,
I'll tell
dude.
You that.
I'm always, Mike's always going, what kind of fund is that? Hedge? Oh, shit.
Don't get me started on hedge funds.
Oh, man.
I'm always pulling down my glasses to see what kind of fund something is. It's a big thing that I do. So we have to talk about television.
Oh, yeah. Back.
Pretty Little Liars. How? I need to know how you, as a probably eighth year high school senior.
Yeah.
How you got into watching this television show
and
loving it.
Okay. Well, it was by chance one night I was hanging out with my roommates, Joe Pera, Tomas Delgado, two fine young men.
Great men.
And we were sitting in the living room and we came across this show and I was like, oh yeah, I think my little sister and her friends, you know, they love this show. Let's watch an episode. You know, we used to watch things that we thought were bad so we could make fun of them.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
You know, we watch and we all have a good laugh. You know, we're Mystery Science Theatering the shit out of this thing. You know,
real riff tracks.
Yeah,
going
we're riffing, and then the episode ends, and you know the other guys are like, "Oh, that was fun." And I said, "Hey, why don't we watch Ep 2, season 1, Ep 2?" And they go, "Nah," and I said, "All right." And then I went into my room and I watched episode 2, and. And that was the beginning. I was like, I will watch every episode of this.
That is truly unbelievable.
Yeah. and it's at a certain point, it's like, yeah, no, I wasn't watching it ironically. I was truly invigorated or I was truly enraptured by this show. Sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do feel that it is like Twin Peaks for the iPhone generation. I do feel that way.
I can't believe that This was one of the wildest 45 minutes.
Oh yeah,
I've ever watched in my entire life.
So refresh my memory what happens.
So
in the
first, so the first episode opens, bam, five girls are having a sleepover in a barn.
Oh yeah,
and one of them just walks away. Oh, they all fall asleep, and one of them is just gone, and then. She's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut two. A nice intro sequence.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this song exists. But yeah, and it was just like, so then it's like.
That cold open got you hooked though,
that
right?
Cold open was, I also like started it and it was just a cold open and I was just like, no, did I miss something? And I rewound it like 15 seconds back to the beginning, and I was like, no, I didn't miss anything.
That's why the show is so brilliant. It just puts you right into the action.
Right into their world.
Doesn't waste a second.
This is the most insane world. It's like a fictional town in Pennsylvania.
Rosewood, yeah.
Rosewood, Pennsylvania, and it's just wild. It's like super upper middle class.
Oh, yeah.
Rich. Like a town I've never been in my life.
It's kind of the ideal town. Everyone's rich. Everyone's attractive, you know.
Everyone is so good looking in the town. Every person.
And, all right, so did you get to the part, I believe this happened in the pilot where she meets the guy. She's fit. Aria is one of the main characters, and she, goes to a bar pretending that she's of age, and she meets a guy. They end up hooking up in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then smash cut to first day of high school. And it's her English teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, and literally 3 minutes into the show, there's a statutory rape.
Well, and here's the thing. That's the first of many, because their relationship continues throughout the series, and there is almost no blowback on his part for dating a 15, 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, everyone's just cool with it. They're like, oh, yeah, she dates her teacher. And yeah. There's like, he never.
It's unreal. Like, they kiss twice in the episode, once in a bar, and the second time, obviously, at a funeral.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to want to make out.
I mean, you got to turn those tears into. You gotta do something with those tears.
Turn them into lube.
Yeah, that's
or cum. Do you turn your tears into cum? How do tears work?
I don't know. I've never cried. I've actually never been depressed either. I'm a happy man.
Yeah, no, I know that about you.
Yeah,
I've told people famously that you are a happy man.
Yeah. And I found the secret to happiness, and it is this show. which, all right, so. I take it you did not enjoy the show?
So it's like I didn't like it and I thought it was bad. Wow. But it's so over the top that it was like really funny to watch one episode.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Where it was like definitively not a good show, but I think that it was like I was like I can't believe that this like and then knowing how long the show goes on for, I was like where can they go?
Oh, they go everywhere.
Up from here. Like, how could they make this any more wild?
Oh, you got no idea, pal. Oh, it gets 10 times crazier.
It's unbelievable. It was like a soap opera like turned up to 10.
Yeah, which you know, I would even argue cranked up to 11.
Yeah, it was like the speed metal version of a soap opera.
Yeah,
where you're like nothing could ever go this wild for this long, and it does
all killer, no filler. Oh. And the most interesting part about the show that a lot of people don't know is 90% of the dialogue is actually improvised.
That can't be true.
It's true. Yeah, they all students of UCB, all four main actors studied under the great tutelage of Rob Riggle, and it's all improv.
Oh god, the dialogue was unreal.
Yeah, well, they gotta like do a lot of exposition, and they gotta like cram a lot of ideas, or they got to cram a lot of exposition into like whatever 45 minutes.
Yeah,
however long the show is.
The best, I think it was like not great writing, but it really helped me watching. Where like every time someone would be like Hannah, so you can like remember, because there's so many characters in there that you have to like keep saying the character's name so you can remember who is who.
Yeah. My favorite thing that they regularly do on the show is, it'd be funny to do this and take the dramatic music away. Because like, they really rely heavily on like dramatic music
literally everything would be like, and I got a text message. and then that would be the whole, and I'm just like, there was, I want to guess, in one episode that I watched, 8 to 12 songs.
Yeah.
Just like playing at all times.
And isn't it every band's dream to have your song make it to a show like this? Think of that exposure. Automatically, your hard work put as the backdrop of a intensely dramatic high school romance, thriller, crime mystery.
On ABC Family.
Yeah.
Which is now Freeform?
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any
sense.
It's
like jazz, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Pretty Little Liars is a lot like jazz because I don't like it.
Oh, man. Wow. Well,
I just got its ass.
I think if you don't like this show, then it's probably that you don't like something within yourself.
And I think it's a deep hatred of women is why I think that's what it's like, a secret, you know, it's like a deep down thing where I'm like, well, I couldn't watch a show with this many female protagonists.
Well, that's the thing about this show. There's a little something for everybody. they got a little something for the ladies. They're watching. They got some sexy looking guys, let me tell you.
They got some hunks.
They're all chiseled. You could grate a block of cheese on their abs, just really chiseled from stone, these statue like men. And the girls, got, let me tell you, ain't a bad one in the bunch. Even the girls that are supposed to be like the peripheral characters that are supposed to be kind of like, you know,
losers. Yeah.
I would divorce my wife in a heartbeat just to spend a night with one of them, honestly.
Yeah, there was a girl who was like, they were like, did a flashback to like two of them, like a nerd girl was like chasing after them, being like, hey, hi. And they like ran away and hide behind a bush. And this girl's beautiful.
Was that Mona?
I can't remember. She had like glasses and pigtails.
Yeah, probably Mona. As portrayed by Janelle Parrish, who famously went on to appear on Dancing with the Stars, well for herself.
Who could forget? How did she place in that Dancing with the Stars?
She was a finalist, definitely.
Oh, wow. Jesus. These women have had, it's so weird to like have a show with so many people.
Yeah.
And I don't know one of them. Like, it's been on for so long and was, like, ostensibly a popular show.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't tell you what one of them did.
Well, just give them time because their careers are just getting started.
Yeah, yeah. They're
they were probably locked into this contract for a really long time. I mean, made it hard to do other things.
Yeah,
I would say
famously hard-assed channel Freeform.
Oh yeah,
not letting people out of their contracts.
And why would you want to be let out of the contract? Is what I'm saying. It's like when you're part of the greatest, one of the great shows of the 2010s. Why would you want to be let loose from that contract?
I mean, like a truly legendary ensemble cast.
Yeah, one of the greatest. And I will reaffirm my position that I stated before, that I do feel that this is the Twin Peaks of the iPhone generation. it is hard to like talk about the show when you've only seen the pilot because it gets so.
I mean, I love much just crazier. let's talk about it all. I need to know.
Okay.
I need to know about the
So A is the anonymous person who is so basically these four girls, their friend goes missing and she dies.
They find her body
buried in the backyard
her own house.
Yeah. So after the funeral, these four girls who are friends with her start getting anonymous text messages from a person who goes by the pseudonym A. So A begins texting all of these girls secrets that only the dead girl knew, and then begins to blackmail them. And this goes on for a really long time. You know, whoever it goes from, we think we know who A is, and then next thing you know, gotcha, it's this other person. But was it that other person? Because now it looks like there was maybe a team of people helping her, and she's got basically. Do you mind if I spoil it for you?
Yeah. This is if you're a loyal listener, all eight of you, we're welcome to spoilers here. So if you don't want something to be spoiled about Pretty Little Liars, maybe go forward about 30 seconds or so,
or just pause this right now, go watch the whole show.
Yeah.
It's mostly on Netflix.
Maybe
the whole thing is at this point. Go watch the whole show, and then when you're done with all seven seasons, come back to this.
Hit play. Yeah. Perfect.
What was I saying?
So we're talking about A.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl, okay. You find the dead girl in the backyard and the anonymous text messages.
Okay, so basically, guess what? You think she's dead?
She's not dead?
She ain't dead.
Fuck!
She's still alive. She's been on the run. She's running from who? A. Who does A turn out to be after 5.5 seasons? Well, she had a brother who she never met named Charles, but guess what? Charles was transgendered and had transitioned into Charlotte, who was her friend Cece Drake, but she didn't know her as Charlotte, her sister. It's actually her sister.
Yeah.
So it was Cece Drake slash Charlotte, her trans sister. But then they jump ahead 5 years.
Okay.
They flash forward. Their lives are, they're out of high school. Now they're in, they're post college. They're all working their dream jobs. Arya's working at one of the top publishing companies in the world. You know, Arya's the book, the writer. The
oh, yes, one. Yes, yes. The one who's fucking her teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spencer is working in Washington, D.C. for a senator or something.
Yeah.
She's
the one who's always wearing like suit jackets for no reason in high school. Yeah.
Every outfit they wear, minimum cost $8,000.
Yeah.
What's happened with... Oh, yeah. Hannah is working at one of the top... They're all working at one of the top blank.
Yeah.
One of the top... She's working for some fashion person who's, you know, one of the best fashion people. Only one who's not really hit the ground running is Emily, who is now trying to get a job at her old high school as a swim coach and can't even manage to do that. But basically...
Wait, is Emily the one who is, at least in the first episode, secretly gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
She does come out.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I was hoping she would.
Oh, and she does. In a very big way. But yeah, basically, 5 years later, Charlotte, Allison's trans sister, is led out of the insane asylum and is murdered. So now there's another A, basically, so it's like, hey, we thought we got A and this would all be over, but now there's another A.
And Jesus Christ.
That A turns out that Spencer has a British identical twin.
Jesus Christ.
It was just Ben there the whole time, but we didn't know it. So anyway, it is very Lynch-esque in that it's like, oh, you thought you know what was going on? Nope. And it's not afraid to take a sharp left turn
into
midway through the series. Anyway.
God. That's the most... I like... Oh, because I kept looking... Like, all the parents in the show, like... A lot of the moms, like, looked kind of familiar to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I have to find out who they are. And I was, like, looking up. And I was like, all right, I don't remember what their names are. So I had to, like, look them up through their daughter and, like, figure it out. And it's like... It was like, Emily, blah, 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 his girlfriend murdered. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? Like...
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah. How do all these people in this town just keep dying and no one's like... This seems to be a problem.
I mean, eventually, I think the FBI get involved.
Oh,
but,
thank God.
But they still, A is too smart for the FBI. They've already got it all figured out.
And, yeah.
It really puts watching this show, you have very little faith that the police or the FBI would be able to take down a mad genius.
How is this person like doing all of this from inside of an insane asylum? I mean, I feel like they don't give you phones to send text messages that often.
Yeah, I don't know. They somehow thought of that and figured it out.
Yeah, I'm sure
any problem that you could ever think of, they've already thought about it and figured it out. Well, I guess it's a little far-fetched at the end of the day, but that's what's so fun about it.
Just a little.
Just a little.
I loved that, like, everything in the how much happened in this first episode. Yeah. I was like, it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I would, like, look away to, like, write something down and I'd be like, oh, I missed something. Like, I was, like, watching it with my girlfriend. Who had already seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was, like, she's very into it. Like, she was, like, into it in a way that she was, like, I used to watch this when I was younger, and I thought it was, like, funny how crazy it was. And then, like, so I was, like, writing down a note in my notebook, and she, like, hit me. I was, like, oh, I missed the gay kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's plenty more.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, what the hell? What am I even watching this for if I miss the gay kiss?
What else did you think about the show? Were there any other, like...
I mean, I thought there was a very big shoplifting scene, which I'm great. I love that.
Wait, I don't
remember. Hannah, I think it's Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
She steals these, like, super expensive sunglasses.
Her and Mona, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I wonder if Harmony... Corinne saw that and said, she's a bad girl. I'm going to put her in Spring Breakers.
Oh, shit. She was one of the girls in Spring Breakers?
Yeah.
That's it. Her career's great then.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I did see something recently that Selena Gomez's mom's favorite movie was Gummo.
That's why she did Spring Breakers.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
I saw that and I was like,
never thought me and Selena Gomez's mom would have so much in common, but here we are.
You both love Gummo.
Yeah.
You both love Selena Gomez.
Yep.
What more could you ask for?
Out of life, I can die happy.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, this... So there was there's the shoplifting scene, and then that leads to, at the end, because A tipped off the police.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To, like, the police came and were like, we have a video of you shoplifting, blah, 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 and she gets arrested. And then her mom's like, she gets her out of jail. She's like, don't tell anyone. I'll take care of it. And then, like, she's sitting on the couch eating ice cream, and all of a sudden the door opens, and her mom and the cop that arrested her are, like, making out hard.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, holding her hand and, like, walking her upstairs, and the mom just turns around and, like, makes hard eye contact with her daughter to be like, I gotta fuck this guy because of you. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening here?
Oh, man. If I had a nickel for every time my mom had to fuck a cop to get me out of some trouble, maybe I could buy another one of these coffees that, fine coffee I'm drinking here, folks. Just want to let you know. I forget where I got it, but it's a black coffee.
Hey, if we're talking David Lynch, that seems like a damn fine cup of coffee. Hello.
See?
Hello. I've seen TV.
See, and another Lynch connection here. Yeah. These girls love coffee. They're always drinking coffee, no matter what time of day. It doesn't matter if it's 9 o'clock at night. They're in the brew, drinking the fresh cup of Joe.
Do you think it's because they're high schoolers and the riders are adults? They're like, well, we can't let them go to a bar.
Yeah.
So they have to have somewhere to go.
I don't know. I don't know what the subtext of that is.
Yeah.
If there's some sort of subliminal messaging going on, which, by the way, I am a big fan of subliminal messaging.
Yeah, like in
music.
We
should try to jam some in this episode somehow.
Oh, Leif, can we do a thing where, like, if you play this podcast backwards, you kill your parents?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. I mean, like, don't admit to it. Maybe say no, but nod yes on the podcast.
Blink twice if we can.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, blink twice if we can murder someone's parents. I mean, it doesn't even have to be our parents, just someone's parents.
It would be cool to be, like, the first comedian that, like, did that. You know, there's plenty of great musicians who've gone on to inspire murder, but, who's going to be the first comedian, you know, who's got to defend their art in court? Be like, listen, I don't know what these kids were fucking thinking, but, you know, I'm just trying to do an impression of my dad sucking his own dick on a waterbed. I don't know how this inspired armed teens to shoot up a community college. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just out here talking about how I'm hotter than the president, and all of a sudden, a man murders his wife. I mean, there was that guy who did open mics here who ended up murdering his mom.
Yeah, that's right.
There was that guy. So,
Should we get him? You should get. I wonder what his favorite show is.
I bet
he likes Pretty Little Liars.
I bet you he's a big TV guy because that's all he can do in jail.
Oh shit! Do they do anything for your birthday in jail? That you know of?
I don't know.
Why'd you both look at me?
I don't know.
You're the. I feel like.
You're awfully quiet over there. You got something. You know something we don't.
I don't want to insult Dan, but it feels like you're the smartest man in the room.
Yeah.
That's.
You set up.
Finally, the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I mean, I'm just saying that I'm, like, wildly dumb. So it's not hard to be smarter than me. So I, you know.
I'm going to Google it just because I'm curious now what the results are going to be.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Like, I mean, there's, like. I mean, it's not the same as your birthday at all, but, like, you know, you get your nice last meal before you're executed.
Oh yeah, what would you get?
Oh man, I would get a fucking huge one because there's this like, I don't remember what his name is, but there's a photographer who, like, he took pictures and recreated, like, a bunch of people's last, like, a bunch of famous.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, their last meals, and some of it was just like plain hamburger and peas on a plate, and then some people would be like. Two buckets of KFC, a rack of ribs, and I definitely would go that route. Like, have them bring, like, a bunch of food from, like, a bunch of different restaurants and just, I'll just eat it all.
I have Eileen Wuornos, the serial killer, just requested a cup of black coffee.
That was it? Is she gonna be executed soon?
She's been cuted. Yeah.
I started watching a documentary about her.
Yeah.
Recently, but then it was like I fell asleep because it was like I was like, oh, I'll put this on, and then it was like, oh, and it's bedtime.
Yeah. One thing you should never just if you're listening, I don't have to say if you're listening, you're either listening or not, but. Do not watch Roller Coaster Fails before bed. Truly, truly horrifying.
Yeah,
and,
no.
Not good for dreams.
I got a couple of my buddies, we watch wrestling and stuff together. But after we watch wrestling, sometimes we'll decompress by watching fail comps.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, I can't watch these, man. I'm like, these people are just really getting hurt.
Yeah, and Faces of Death and stuff.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. I watched those when I was, like, way too young to watch them.
I think a lot of people did. I mean, and it became so much easier to find that shit. You know, you just go to Kazaa or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes you download a random video and it's just like, oh, that's a guy getting his head chopped off.
Yeah. Or you're like, oh, this is a soccer stadium collapsing.
Yeah.
With all the people inside of it. Leif, shut the fuck up. I swear to fucking God, if you ruin this podcast with your sneezing, I will scream.
So I did find out what happens in prison on your birthday. Sometimes you get mail. Other than that, it's up to like the actual inmate, like drugs usually or alcohol that they made. Because if you bring attention to yourself, apparently a big thing is like people will yell across the yard, be like, "Yo, happy birthday!" And then people would beat that guy up for no reason.
They'd just
be
like, because no, it's your attention. Birthday.
Oh. Well, no, it's like don't bring attention to yourself. If you bring attention to yourself, people will just
This
says shiv you. So,
Well, in my experience in life, you don't want to get shivved.
Yeah,
don't
you? Don't
okay.
That's what I. As a man who has often been shivved, you don't want it. Because these knives are, at best, crudely made. And they are not very sharp. And you think you're going to want the knife to be sharp when you get stabbed.
I want to be stabbed with a work of art.
Yeah. I want to get fucked up with like one of those big, curly swords.
Oh, yeah.
Those things.
Scythe.
Yeah, just like... really get in there.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to get stabbed, if I have to pick something to get stabbed by, it would be curly sword.
Sure.
In high school, our mascot was the Musketeers.
Oh, yeah.
And our newspaper was called the Rapier because that is a Musketeer's sword.
Oh.
And I was like, even in high school, I was like, I feel like this newspaper is named badly.
Yeah.
I got to find out. Yeah, my niece goes to the high school I went to now.
Yeah.
I should ask her. I'll ask her Thanksgiving. I was like, is it still called the Rapier or have they changed it?
My high school newspaper is called, this fist is going up your shit hole, whether you like it or not. And I was like, you know, this may be a little problematic. I don't know.
Just a little.
Just a tad.
I mean... you're still in high school, so like you could write for the newspaper if you want.
You know, I'm busy with other stuff.
Yeah. I get it.
Also, the faculty has instructed me that I'm not allowed to participate in any extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
So.
Is it because you're so much older than all the students?
Yeah, they think it's weird if I. They said it would be weird if you did.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just shocked that you're still legally allowed to be in high school.
Well, you remember the No Child Left Behind Act for...
Yeah. Famously from George W. Bush.
Right. That's...
that's you?
That's me. They're not going to leave me behind.
I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but I don't know if you're still technically a child.
Well... there are doctors who could prove to you otherwise.
Okay.
It's complicated, but you know, I am technically legally a child.
Okay.
They did several tests and were able to prove in a court of law that I am legally a child.
Okay.
Therefore, not allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I am allowed to drink beer, but that's it.
But no liquor?
No liquor.
Okay. What about guns?
They said I could have a gun, but if I shoot someone, not allowed to drink beer anymore. That'll be the
okay. So yeah. So it's like you have to like every time you want to shoot someone, you have to weigh. You're like, but I really like beer.
Yeah. If I had to choose between shooting someone and beer, it's gonna be beer.
Yeah. See, I'm the other way.
Oh yeah. That's
I would go
right.
shoot. I would shoot someone.
Well. Who would you... all right, we shouldn't get into who would you shoot. Why don't you name several people who you would like to shoot?
Like to shoot.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone who's ever wronged me.
Okay.
That's mostly them.
Can we give full names and, if possible, maybe addresses?
George Herbert Walker Bush.
Shit. Oh, God.
Damn.
So much editing on this episode.
No, I mean, okay, so recently I was at a coffee shop... and I was stuck in between a group of German tourists who didn't know how to order and then a man who was full volume singing.
Oh, wow.
So I think any of them, they can go.
That's fair. Yeah.
Or a woman who was holding a caged bird on the bus.
Ugh.
I think maybe her. She had a bird in a cage on the bus.
That's... did the bird smell bad?
The bird didn't smell bad, but it was loud.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was against sandwich. I was in between her and a guy who was on the phone yelling about how prosciutto is too salty.
Yo, that's a good point, though.
Yeah, he's like, the older I get, it just, I feel like it's saltier than it used to be.
That's such a New York experience.
It was so wild. Dumb. Yeah, it was just like, oh, man. He's like, I can't eat anymore. He's like, ham, turkey, those are all still good. But prosciutto, it's just too salty. I was like, you got to stop talking about this on the bus, my friend.
Oh, man. That's the thing. You ever get one of these plates at a Italian restaurant, they'll give you like some prosciutto and then like sliced melon and then some cheese.
Oh yeah.
And why does anyone think those two things go together?
I don't know. I really like I've seen it so much, like prosciutto wrapped around a piece of like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
Yeah.
You've just ruined this prosciutto with this cantaloupe.
Yeah. Or you've ruined this cantaloupe with salty prosciutto.
Yeah, it's like there's some things that just don't need to be mixed.
Yeah, and like there's more so in like the Midwest and stuff. Like I'm from Buffalo, and like one time, the last time I was home, the restaurant had something called a pulled pork mac and cheese burger. So it was a burger with pulled pork and mac and cheese on it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like
too
that's
much.
Too much. We're doing too much.
Yeah, I was.
These foods are fine on their own. We don't need to throw them all together.
Yeah. I was out in the Midwest with friend of the show, Nick Nanny.
Yes.
And I was doing this fun thing on Twitter where the entire time I tweeted every single thing that he ate, which was fun for me. But one time we went to this restaurant and he got a burger that the bun was two discs of fried mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
So they took mac and cheese and they fried it, and then they put a burger in the middle, but then they put more mac and cheese, like regular, not fried mac and cheese. And he ate it, and he was like, yeah, it's one of the worst things I've ever eaten.
Like, I mean, there's just a reason you've never seen that anywhere before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it probably sucks.
Yeah. And like, I'm not a big guy in like Asian cuisine where it's like, I'm not a big peanut sauce guy.
Yeah.
Because it just tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, cool. These vegetable dumplings have a bunch of peanut butter on top of them. Great. I can't wait to eat this.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Yeah.
But really, the kind of mixing I hate the most, race mixing.
Oh.
Everyone knows that.
That shit just pisses me off.
Listen, we got to take a hard stance on this podcast sometimes.
Yeah. We've made a few hard stances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think pro teen drinking and driving is one of the hardest stances we've made.
Yeah.
But
and I can't emphasize that enough, all the teen listeners.
Why is this the episode you say something nice about me? Why?
I mean, I can't let you have anything. All right. Okay. Let's I got a new recurring segment, I think.
Okay.
It's where I drink water and ruin all the momentum of the thing I just said.
Oh, nice.
But no, I've pulled up here on my little laptop a BuzzFeed quiz.
Okay. Oh, is this a What Pretty Little Liars
which
character?
Which Pretty Little Liar are you?
I think I did this recently.
Did you?
Yeah. We'll see if I get the same results.
Let's see. All right. So this is to see which Pretty Little Liar Dan Licata is.
Okay. Can I first say which one I identify with, or should I save that for the end?
Yeah, let's see which one you want to be.
Okay.
Or yeah, which one you would like to be who you identify with, and then we'll see which one you get.
That's tough because I feel like I'm kind of a little bit of all of them. But I guess I think I'm kind of creative like Aria. There's a scene in one of the episodes where it's a flashback, and Arya has a streak of pink in her hair. And,
oh, yeah.
Her neighbor says, "You know, I like you because you're always marching to the beat of your own drum. You know, how you put that little streak of pink in your hair.
Yeah,
you're a one of a kind. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I kind of identify with that, and I think." I think I'm an Arya, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, at one point, one of the girls' moms is talking about Arya. She's like, "I just can't believe you would let, like, she was like talking about the pink streak in her. She's like, I just can't believe as a parent you'd let your daughter walk around looking like a goth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is one of the wildest sentences I've ever heard on a television show.
Oh, man.
All right. So this is so many. All right. So if you had to pick a superpower, would you pick invisibility, time travel, ability to fly, telekinesis, super strength, teleportation, shape-shifting, reading minds, or healing powers?
Time travel.
All right. Time travel. I like how time travel and teleportation are two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't teleport back in time, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'd like to, but...
That'd be red.
All right, so pick a color. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, gray, or black.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna say black.
Yeah. All right. Which print do you wear most? Leopard, plaid, glitter, chevron, black, argyle, stripes, polka dots, or floral?
Wait, what is chevron?
Chevron is like a bunch of like wavy lines.
Oh, okay. Black.
Black, all right. Which is one of my favorite prints, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a good print.
Ooh.
Oh, wait.
Pick your poison.
Ooh.
I think I already know the answer to this, but we'll see. Margarita.
Molly.
Margarita, coffee, beer, tea, energy drink, wine, Diet Coke, whiskey, or literal poison.
Okay. First of all, I don't know how the hell any of this... They never drink energy drinks on the show, and I've seen every episode. So I don't know how this is. I don't know who the fuck wrote this BuzzFeed quiz. I might have to send him a tweet after this. We'll see.
You can send it to Ariel Calderon and Macy Thornton.
Oh, man. If I don't get Aria, they're getting a barrage of angry tweets. I will say beer.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
All right. What's your so this actually works really well because you are in high school. So what's your ideal college major?
Ooh.
Art history, marketing, business, psychology, athletic training, one of my favorite majors.
Yeah.
English, criminology, engineering, or computer science.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer these questions honestly because I want to find out the real answer. So I'll say art history. I know that's not the funniest answer, but I'm not trying to be funny right now. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. So sorry.
No. It's fine. Okay. You're going to have to pick a shoe.
Oof.
Would you wear wedges, flip-flops, Toms, heels, combat boots, loafers, sneakers, intense boots, or flats?
Ooh. I don't know what intense boots are, but that sounds like something I would wear.
They're like a real chunky. They look almost like a Timberland, but like black.
Okay. Yeah, so let's
like
do
an
it.
Intense boot.
Let's do intense boot.
Yeah, because they look almost like a Doc Marten, but like worse.
Nice.
Oh, what's your favorite place to shop?
Mm.
Would it be Forever 21?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Story. Apple.
Mm.
Gap. Anthropology. Barnes & Noble, Topshop, Lululemon, Nordstrom, or Urban Outfitters?
Ooh, okay. Well, I do make most of my own t-shirts on cafepress.com, so I don't...
I don't shop, really.
But Barnes & Noble, man, they got that Criterion collection.
Yeah.
And you know I'm trying to fucking... watch that shit on my DVD / VCR combo player.
You gotta have the combo. I had the combo, but the VCR side, the DVD side was broken for years, so I had a DVD VCR combo then with another DVD player on top of it. But then the VCR side recently broke, so now I have a separate VCR and DVD player.
Oh shit.
But I also have a PlayStation, so it's like, why do I need the DVD player? But you know,
Well, I bought it, Hal, and I'm going to use it.
Don't throw it out.
No.
Right. I'll say Barnes. Yeah, so Barnes and Noble.
All right. What's your favorite phone app? Are we going Twitter, text, Pinterest, Kindle, Candy Crush, QuizUp, Facebook, Maps, or Instagram?
Oh, shit. What is QuizUp, I wonder?
I think it's like a little, like a quiz game.
Oh.
Where it's, you know, it's like a trivia game.
That sounds dumb. I think Twitter's great because I've tweeted at Lucy Hale of Pretty Little Liars fame many times. I respond to a lot of her tweets hoping she'll notice me. And, you know, I did meet her recently.
Is she the one that you stood in line to meet?
Yes, I waited for 2.5 hours with the Lord and Taylor in Midtown to get a photo with her, and she was very nice. Lucy, if you're listening right now, I just want to say that that was the highlight of my year, maybe even my life, and you were so nice, and I wish you the best, and I would love to work professionally with you on a film.
Film only?
Or, yeah, I would say film.
Film only?
Okay. Yeah, just film, no TV show. But
that's it. You know, I like when someone has a very specific goal.
Yeah, no, I've got it mostly written already.
You wrote the movie. Okay.
Yeah, it's a love story.
All right, so we go with Twitter on that one.
Yeah, we're going Twitter.
Are you the love interest in this movie?
Yes.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense actually.
I play Travis Pastrami. It's sort of like a. He does motocross, and he's also a real adrenaline junkie.
Okay.
And she plays Alice, who owns a motorcycle shop, and we meet there.
So that's – oh, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Notebook-esque story, but based around motorcycles.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Is that like the place beyond the pines?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
And you're kind of the Ryan Gosling of this.
Exactly.
All right. Dan, what do you think is your signature accessory? Would you say it's your tie, a hoodie, hoop earrings, a headband, none, a wristwatch, studs like a diamond stud earring,
okay,
lipstick, or a statement necklace?
Ooh, let's go with statement necklace.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to think that every item of clothing I wear makes a statement.
A real statement.
Yeah.
Mostly your t-shirts that you've made for yourself on cafepress.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of your top t-shirts you've made on?
Well, there is one that's a photo. It's a photo of me and Shay Mitchell from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yes.
I've also met her. I've met two of the five main cast, two down, three to go. and then I also have one of me and Lucy Hale.
So you have t-shirts of the pictures of you with the leads from Pretty Little Liars.
Yes. And I'd love, if Troy and Belisario, Ashley Benson, you are listening, I'd love to meet both of you and get a photo. You know, I won't take up too much of your time. It really wouldn't be any hassle for you. You'd probably actually really like me if you met me.
I'd say so. I'd say if anything, if this podcast can let you meet more cast members from Pretty Little Liars,
I'd be forever indebted to you.
I think it'd be beautiful. I think we only have a few more questions.
Okay.
All right. What's your pick a TV show.
Okay.
Homeland, Scandal, Modern Family, Castle, House of Cards.
This is an old quiz. Yeah.
Girls, Orange is the New Black, Revenge, or Mad Men.
I don't know that I've seen any of those shows.
Yeah. I think I've seen two of them only for this podcast.
Yeah. I'll say House of Cards.
Yeah. Just to be topical. Just to be
controversial.
Oh, God. This guy.
I've also met the spaceman before.
You met the spaceman at?
At the hotel that I used to work at. Okay, yeah. And it was one of the most uncomfortable interactions I had with him. I had to check him into his room. And he stared at me without saying a word. And no. I was just like, it was, I was like, so how's your trip? Just stared at me, didn't say a word. And I was like, well, you got the best room in the house, you know, and he just stared unflinching. It was, I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm or something. It was so awkward.
God, like, damn, Larry David wrote that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, okay, this is the last question.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Who's your celeb crush?
Oh.
Is it Channing Tatum?
Mm-hmm.
Emma Watson? Michael B. Jordan? Bradley Cooper from Burnt? Zac Efron? Jake Gyllenhaal? Mila Kunis? Ellen Page? Or none of the above?
Okay. I'm gonna say Zac Efron, mainly because he is a triple threat. The guy can sing, the guy can dance, he's got comedy chops, probably my favorite comedian working right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's also got just muscles
shredded.
Every single muscle is just busting out of his corpse. So
I think honestly probably my biggest comedic influence is Neighbors 2.
Sorority Rising. Yeah.
Just love when a sorority rises.
Yeah, me too.
That's kind of one of my favorite things in in media in general. But so we found out.
Oh shit.
Dan, we found out which pretty little liar you are.
Oh man, who'd I get?
Do you want to wager a guess on who you got?
Well, I hope the Zac Efron answer didn't throw me off. I knew if I picked one of the female leads, they would automatically think I was lesbian then pick Emily, and I was trying to avoid that. Yeah. So I'm gonna guess that I got Spencer.
You're gonna guess you got Spencer, and
even though I wanted Aria, I think I probably got Spencer.
I'm sorry to say that you're wrong.
Uh oh. Who'd I get?
You got A.
What?
You're as mysterious as they come.
Oh, okay.
No one knows who you are, how you have so many methods of stalking people.
What?
And you look real good in the color black.
Okay.
But before you go seeking your revenge among high school classmates, maybe try not to seriously injure anyone, okay? Kisses, A.
Dang. Okay, I just want to say right now that I do not agree with this interpretation of myself, and I would never do anything to harm these fine women working on this show. I love and support all of you. I would like to marry all four of you if possible. We could have a polygamous marriage.
Yeah, and, like a big love type situation.
Yeah, and we'd all be friends. You're all friends with each other, so it'd be fun for you guys to live in a house together. And I would be there too. And well, all right. I guess I've learned something about myself here today. I'm apparently a stalker. And
yeah.
I just want to say I did wait in line for 2.5 hours to meet Lucy Hale, and I did. I was very excited to meet her, but I don't think I crossed any boundaries.
No. A very respectful meeting.
Yeah, it was very respectful. I don't think I crossed any. I could have given her a slip of paper with my email on it, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I could have.
Yeah. Now I think. What about when you met the other one at your job? You had to be very professional because you're at your job.
Well, I did break the golden rule, which is don't ask the guests for photos. And, you know, I did wait around for about 45 minutes after my shift ended, waiting for her to return from the gym so I could get a photo.
But she graciously accepted.
She did. And she was very sweet.
That's great.
And, again, don't think I really crossed any
lines
there. Tell me if you disagree.
You did wait 45 minutes for her.
I know, but how long would you wait to meet the woman of your dreams?
I mean, that's just true.
I'd wait a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think you can end much better than that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add about Pretty Little Liars before we wrap this up?
I would just like to say for the third time that I do feel that it is Twin Peaks for the iPhone generation. And I'd encourage everyone to watch. Mike, I'd encourage you to keep watching.
To keep watching. Because
you will be rewarded. And I know it might take – this show isn't like Game of Thrones. You don't have to watch it for five seasons before it gets good. It's good right off the bat. You watch the cold open, you're going to be hooked. You're going to get sucked in, and you're going to get sucked off because – people who find out you watch this show, they're going to want to have sex with you.
No, that's just true. Yeah. I think that part is super true.
That's all I got to say.
That's great. All right. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I'd like to plug my... Oh, okay. I'd like to plug my ass with a nice... Just kidding. That's that's just a little joke. I do perform comedy, and you can follow me on Twitter at Dan Licata Sucks. And if you know any of the cast of Pretty Little Liars, please tell them about me and tell them I want to meet them. That's all.
That's it. All right, perfect. And I'm at Mike Abruzzi on all social media platforms. And if you know anyone from Pretty Little Liars, maybe don't let them listen to this episode because it might hurt their feelings. but, you know, maybe tell them Dan said some nice stuff and that I was here. So, yeah, that's it. You know, do whatever you got to do with a podcast. You can subscribe and you can rate and review. And, yeah, that's it. Leif, you want to say any bullshit into the microphone like an asshole?
Thank you very much for listening. And check out BrainMachineNetwork.com. There's a lot of really great things coming in.
Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts on there that are bad and then also mine. So it's, like, pretty cool, huh?
Cool.
No, all the podcasts on there are fine except mine, which is perfect.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week probably. All right. Bye.